Check for what we discussed last week. We didn't get so far. Hopefully tonight we'll get a lot of further. I think in the beginning, we also need some patience, but we'll try to work through. So what we discussed is just the changing an assumption of thought that us, our personalities, our ani, our neshamos, what we're made of, need study. Now you would have just thought, you're good to go. Like, okay, you know yourself, you can work on yourself, you can get a better understanding of yourself. But what we said is that no, our inner workings, which isn't just our personalities, our inner workings, meaning the depths of our neshamos, need study, and not just any study. We said that it's something that you could spend endless amount of time trying to understand. Just like we said, a person or a government or an institution or organization will put efforts to go to planets and try to discover the mysteries of the universe. All that effort doesn't compare to the mystery and what needs to be understood of what's going on internally inside us.
Isn't that part of the B'dikas Chametz?
So B'dikas Chametz is trying to rid out the bad. So that's part of it.
But I'm saying, isn't it supposed to...
to discover it. And like, that's what a lot of people say in the Haggadah of Tzafon. Right? Tzafon, what does Tzafon mean? What does the word Tzafon mean? It doesn't just mean to hide or to cover away. It's to reveal.
To reveal.
No, yachatz is to yachatz.
Reveal.
But to reveal, right? Tzafun, like the pasuk, it says that the pasuk uses the language of tzafun to say something's revealed, and that's part of us. Also, what's going on in the Leila Seder? There's parts of us that's a time. Pesach is definitely a time to start revealing our inner workings. That's the time we became.
Yeah, but you're searching. I'm saying you're searching.
You're searching.
Obviously, the night before. Obviously, you've already at that point. You've already done your episode. You've already cleaned for Pesach. Right. You're not waiting for the night before. Right.
So what are you searching?
That's what I'm saying.
What are you searching for? Chametz.
Yes.
You're searching to rid. The thing is, chametz is to get the beer chametz. You're searching to rid yourself from negative things, and then maybe after we've read ourselves from the negative things, we can start building. Right. Step one is usually. Step one is Sor Meira, then there's Asay Tov. So B'dikas Chametz, we're Sor Meira. Now we have pristine, clean.
Right, the Chametz represents Taiva.
Pinkus, actually, in his Sar and Pesach, says a beautiful mashal that really fits what you're saying. It really fits with all this as well. He says the following. Why do we make such a big deal of Chametz? Big deal. So he says, think about it this way. If a person's undergoing a surgery, depending on how serious the surgery is and how sensitive it is to whatever part of the body, they're going to make sure in the operator, generally in the operating room, they're going to make sure this, but even more so if it's to such a sensitivity, all germs, everyone's going to be head to toe covered. It's going to be a totally sterile environment. So what's Pesach? It says Pesach, where was Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim? Like you said, Sor Meira, B'dikas Chametz, Mem Tesh Shari Tuma. We were on a very, very low level. All of a sudden, we have a flash of light of Pesach, and according to Chazal, we got the Matan Torah. Kriyas Yam, so we were like Nevi'im, right? The Shivcha Rasa, Shivcha Yam, Mashlo Rasa Yecheskel, the understanding of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that we reached on Pesach. So Pesach is the ultimate emergency surgery of Klal Yisrael, and the results were not just getting us back to where we were, but to jumping to even greater health. So you need a sterile environment. Sterile environments, you have to rid yourself from all chametz. Chametz, Chazal even saying, is a remez to the Yetzer Hara. And that you do B'dikas Chametz, you go through, you clean everything out, and it's so sterile that you can start building Klal Yisrael as a nation and Klal Yisrael as an individual. So that's right. The goal after the Seder night, after you did a proper B'dika, you should reveal yourself, things inside yourself that you had not known, that were not revealed before. So we said that this is something that needs study and needs to be understood, and that's what we're trying to accomplish here. So we're on page Hay, and it's going to give another very down to earth, easily understood mashal of how the importance of this. Kasher le dugma adam onen lilmod miksoa v'nigish Hashem kach lamakom atami v'kedoma achas hashelos rishonos v'shishal hay kamish nos limud etzuchas b'chtei lerachos asim miksoa v'kamish char limud hu nigish l'shal. Right, I spend a lot of my day. I spent my whole day right in NYU, where I'm, you know, compared to the other students there, I sit in the same two rows as guys, you know, 8 years younger than me, first year, and I hear it all the day. That's what people talk about. Okay, planning for the future. Now this, they're going to major in this. Oh, but if I major in this and I go to this graduate school, it's 4 years. And that graduate school is 6 years. And medical school's how many years? Seven?
30 years.
30 years plus residency and this and then, and more residency and specialized, internships, fellowships. All right, and post, you know, someone was just telling me who they have a friend. Some of the relative, their sister-in-law, That's like it's getting a postdoc, and like I came in postdoc, right? So how many years? And why does a person put so much effort? Why don't we just all say, let me go, either let me just be happy with my regular BA, right, accounting, or okay, or maybe I'll go back and get an MBA, what an MBA program I can do on Sundays in 2 years. But why does a person do more and more and more? And A, they're interested in that topic. B, they realize it's an investment, and the more they put in, hopefully, in terms of the years of schooling, then the returns, not anymore, but the returns, well, hopefully it'll change also, but the returns that they see are worth it. So they're willing to put in the time, the money, and the effort in order to gain the skills they need and then make them practical. Next paragraph, now he goes to the office of the school, they say, thousands of shkalim or dollars a year. So he's going to sit to himself and think, okay, I take out loans and I get an extra job, whatever I do, in order to get that money. At least he'll be able to make his graduate school money back, we would hope. Is there need for this job anymore? Or this job's gonna become obsolete? And what's the highest up the ladder that I can reach in this profession where I can make? Is it worth it for me to spend this time? And Bemida via Gila Maskana. If a person comes to the realization that this job is not a lucrative job, and I'm going to put in all the effort, I'm going to specialize in this one thing, and there's no need for it, and I'm never going to make back the money that I put in to learn this profession, I'm not going to waste my time doing this, and I'll just go get a regular job, and I'll be happy with my college degree, and I can probably make more money. Unless it's like this speaks to him that he wants to be the world's expert on like one unique species of butterflies, so if that's what he chooses to do, fine. But in terms of how that's going to practically impact him, then it's not worth it for him. And therefore, what's the nimshol? Kasher bayim ana lomoris nafshenu lo meduber kana hashka kaspit. When we're talking about what we're investing now to learn about ourselves, and ourselves meaning not just our personalities, who we are, what makes us tick, but our neshamos, we're not talking about investing money, right? The shiur, the sefer, so far for you guys is free. Aviyish kan hashka shal machshava shal zman ubaloshen bru yoser hashka shal chayim. Thought process, time, effort, that's life, right? As we say, time is money, time is much more than money. Time's life, and we're investing in life. And he said earlier, this is really a lifelong study. Once we get the tools to start understanding a little better, then we'll be able to study and deepen our understanding for a lifetime. So is it really worth it? It must be. That if medical school was 7 years plus, so there must be a reason why that is, and we hope the return is worth all that effort. So if this study is a lifetime of study, then it must be that the returns that we're going to get for understanding it and what we're going to gain and we're going to get our doctorate in our neshamos, then the ability that we'll have will be much more than the effort we put in, because otherwise Hashem wouldn't have made it a system where we have to put in extend effort of a lifetime. So the result is a lifetime of understanding and then of growth. And as we know from many sources, the Mesilas Yesharim being the most well known, that through this effort, this work, this brings happiness, it brings pleasure. That's why we're investing ourselves in that. A person understands themselves better, what they're made of, they can make changes in their life for the better, then they'll be happier and they'll be more fulfilled people. Right? What brings happiness to people is fulfillment in life. And part of what brings fulfillment, the main thing that brings fulfillment, is how a person's relationship is with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that will come out to every area of life. It'll come out to interpersonal relationships, our familial relationships, our job, everything that we do. The stronger we are with ourselves, the stronger we are with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the stronger we are with everything around us. So that's why a lifetime of study is worth it for such an endeavor. I know myself. I don't have to study this stuff. I know exactly who I am. Oh,
what does that word mean, shuli?
I think it's just like less important. To know myself, that's not the main purpose of my life. Even if he has a proper religious outlook on things and saying the main purpose of my life is to serve Hashem, but I don't need to talk about the stuff about myself. I'll serve Hashem, I'll daven, I'll learn, I'll do mitzvos, I'll do chesed, but to know myself, to understand myself, that's not the central point of my life. Memela, hashkashi muchan lahashkil tzarech kach tiyeh b'hatim. Then there'll be a parallel of how much effort he's willing to put in. If a person understands that understanding himself is the mirkaz hachayim, the circle of his life, the center of his life, he'll be willing to put the effort of his life, his strength, into this understanding.
Chosh Adam, yeah. Can it lead you away from Hashem if you just focus?
Right.
On
that's
yourself?
What I was just going to wait for someone to ask that, and I was thinking that myself. Right. This is a selfish outlook. I'm the mirkaz hachayim. To understand myself is the centrality of my life. Then it's a better outlook to say, forget me, and I'm going to do mitzvos, and I'm going to, you'll see in the sentence where the answer is, I'm going
to
do mitzvos, I'm going
to
learn Torah,
you'll never be able to improve.
And who does the mitzvos? We're not.
You can only focus on yourself.
No,
you
right.
have
if you only focus on bettering yourself.
And maybe it's part of the assumption we have to change, what is ourselves? The more we understand ourselves and what we are, the more we'll understand what a neshama is. So a neshama, if it's linked, if it's actually linked in a certain spot, the more you understand ourselves, like we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, certain people, the more they're mevatel themselves, and right, or like Yoshua, Kali, when they said that they're like the raglum, we're nothing, what are we? Sometimes the more a person is mevatel themselves, they can really understand who they are, because they push away all the outer trappings of who they thought they were, and they come to their essence of who they really are, and then that themselves, once they're in their essence, there's a much stronger connection between Hashem and themselves. They're able to let in things that they were blocking. Their selves, the selfishness of themselves, was blocking themselves from others, from connecting to something greater than them. So that's probably why it's worth study, because when it's through the study, we could block out what we thought would be ourselves. I think we're thinking of our old selves. That's true. That self will get in the way of spiritual growth. But to understand our true selves, then I think we'll have a better path. And then, and also, when we do mitzvahs, who does the mitzvahs? We're not robots who, like, we just need to check off on a scorecard that we did this mitzvah. We are doing the mitzvahs. We're putting avoda in our mitzvahs. The better understanding we have of ourselves, the more.
This goes back to his Bilvavi, the original Bilvavi. Yeah. Like when you put on a talis.
Exactly.
Have you gained anything from
right.
putting on your
exactly.
talis every morning?
Exactly.
Have you thought about what
we
that
spoke,
concept of
we spoke about,
putting on your talis
we
is?
We spoke about our Pirkei Avos last week. We spoke about chumras, the dangers and some of the pitfalls and the upsides of chumras. And one of the positive things about a chumra, or what you're saying about a talis, is that the more we involve ourselves, and let's say for Pesach, the Hachana, right, we're so focused on preparing for mitzvahs, the more we involve ourselves in mitzvahs, they don't just become mitzvahs, something I have to do, they become ways of growing in our mitzvahs, like you were saying. And the more we put ourselves into the mitzvah, and we get a kinyan, and we acquire something through the mitzvahs, then the better it is. So that's what, by making this a focal point and of our perspective of what we should be accomplishing, then a person will realize that it is worth all this effort. Next paragraph, Kasher Bayim L'Rachosh Dira, another very down-to-earth, easy to understand, Mashal, we can all understand. Baruch Bardas, Shagan Mitenes Kol Maskara So, Hachadoshim, Kitashlim Chadpam, Yafil Eser Miskaros, Lo Yib Daivakach. Right? If a person wants to now buy a home, so he's going to say, okay, fine, what's the big deal? I'll just take 10 paychecks, 10 monthly paychecks, and that'll be the whole house. Obviously, that's not going to do it for the down, maybe not even the down, that's not going to do it for the, probably not even the down payment or the entire mortgage of his house. It's not just a 1, 2, 3, 10-time things. It's almost a lifetime of payments. Let's go to these parentheses. Ha'adam ha'mutsuo yadua shebechdei l'rachosh dira hu'tzarech reishis kol honatzmi m'suyam. He first he needs enough to put down a down payment. L'yachar mikan hu'lokech mashkanta. Right, a mashkanta is a
mortgage.
In the Gemara it means a collateral, but it's a mortgage. L'esrim ad shloshim shana, 20-year, 30-year mortgage. Matzei adarish anashim konim dira begil shloshim u'mesaymen l'shalam es mashkanta begil shishim. It's a common thing. Person starts his mortgage at the age of 30 and doesn't fully pay off and fully own the home, whatever you want to look at it, until the age of 60. So why? Why would a person put every paycheck, there's going to be a percentage that's going to this house? It's an obvious answer. Every monthly check is going to go into this down into this mortgage. Why? Machmas, a simple answer. Shabarlo, Shabo lo muchan lisgarer. He doesn't want to live in a tent. Okay, he could pitch his tent. He probably can't even pitch his tent. He'll get kicked out, like those homeless towns that they have in different cities. Pitch his tent on a nice field. No, pitch a tent there. no mortgage, no nothing to worry about, because a person doesn't want to live in a tent. Humu'ulin l'gor b'dira, he wants to live in a respectable way, rightfully so. Barlo shagam sha'alos dira gavol ma'od ve'im zu hafkas machir. And it's not like an outrageous price. This is the fair price of a property in this neighborhood. But he's willing to pay. L'chinu mucha l'ashkia b'meshach shloshim shana eschelek ha'ari shal miskoroso k'hachozer ha'mashkanta shalakach aver rechisha sadira. He's willing to put that payment in. Why? Kolomer k'shadam makya b'yadosh esik bohu mis'asik u'davar ikri. Sometimes there's bank advertisements that pick this bank because we'll help you with this decision because your mortgage decision is the most important decision that you make in your life. And then he just points an important parenthesis here. It's a very bad way of looking at things. A physical living place, maybe which community, because that will affect his spirituality. Someone has this outlook, doesn't belong in the sefer.
Those are fighting words. Just
a side point, which is right, he said that once a person realizes that it's a fair price and he's going to be willing to go through the effort. I forgot where I saw this, but they were quoted from one of the Rosh Yeshiva, a great Rav in Eretz Yisrael, originally from Europe, but then he came to America every so often to fundraise. And he said to his Talmidim when he came back, he said that one of the things that he learned from America, the way people run business, this is early 1900s, the way people do business there, and the way when he interacted with some of these successful businessmen, there's a lot of lessons that he learned that he thinks that they should implement in other societies or wherever he was speaking to. And he said one of the things was that first of all, the effort that a person puts in, if he realizes that this path is going to yield dividends, so he's going to put in his full effort. He's not going to take breaks. You know, and the society he's coming from, I guess they're more accustomed to long lunch breaks because they realize they had an important job to do and they need to get the job done. And until the job's done, they're not going to relax. And that was the work atmosphere he was reflecting on, which he said would be important to apply to other areas of life. And this even more important idea, he says that in other societies, maybe in the society he's referring to, things get wasted. People throw money around for things that aren't necessities. He said the people that he saw that were successful would only invest money, would only go out on a project, an endeavor, if he knew that it was worthwhile to have this. And if they thought it'd be a waste to put this, even a physical thing, in this office, then they wouldn't do it. It's not worth their money. They didn't just do things. And that's what we're saying over here as well in the Mashal. That why is it that a person invests so much energy and invests financially in the house? Because he realizes this decision is something that is a necessity or something that's important in his life. And then he's going to go full force and deal with the consequences of having that 30-year mortgage. And then to add to the mashal, kav chomer madim chas v'shalom chole. When itzrach l'tos l'chutz l'art l'tzrach ishtalas kliya b'al shomei v'esem elef dollar. Right, a person needs to have some liver procedure. And so very often you find people collecting, right, coming to America, and this is, they need to come to America to do this procedure. Why was he willing to spend the effort of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars? Wait a mahasis legesh the bank lakach salval deschayev, and he's not embarrassed, and he won't delay. He'll run to the bank and take a loan out. Madua kumevin shumashkia hashka nechutza shetlo kol chayev. This is going to affect his whole life, and this is an important life decision. More important, zuashka ruchas hatavach biyoser shiachol liyol shiachol eskayim kol yamav. This has impact for his entire life. He goes into the makolet, wants to buy breakfast that morning. He's going to get a pita, and he's going to get a thing of hummus, and he wants to, you know, be a little adventurous, get a shoko bag, right? A perfect breakfast. So he goes to the cashier, and he says, okay, let's make a pay plan, 30-year mortgage, 30-year deal. I'll pay you in 30-year installments on this breakfast. Even with the shoko, of course, he's going to look like ridiculous. Amochayim ma'abit bo b'tmihun, astonished with him. Shekein mechiro shal lechem mistamekim b'kam b'shkalim. Altogether, what is it? 10 shkalim. Harish b'cholosh adam roes sad harachishu omei lebetza b'kasha shkal le'tavach ha'aruch. If it's going to be the long road, it's worth this path to go all in on this. Dear l'kol achayim, you could live in your house your whole life. Nechesh yochel acher moslo harish lebadav kedoma, and it's a property he's going to inherit, he's going to pass it on to the next generation. Mukhar ahul es chayev es chayvos aruchos tavach ma'od mishma'os mishma'osals. Well, the hafek chol sh'adam mevin sh'haneches also who omei liknos hu katsa yamim. It's going to be one bread that he's going to eat it in 10 minutes and it's gone. Ein boshimash l'orach zman. There's no reason to invest and set yourself up for payments over a long time. Kach tikten etzlo es chayev es chayev mukhar lakach alatzmo. The more a person realizes how much of a lasting impact that investment will be, the more he's willing to invest money and time into that investment. So too, if it's a short thing, it's passing, it's not worth the time and the money. B'nimshal, lo l'dugma, ha'isha niftacha sana, sana, is l'luma nefesh adam, I think it's a, what's it called, Okay, let's say they opened a graduate school. Right? They opened a study, place of study where you could learn about yourself. The Nefesh Adam. And they're charging tuition of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Is a person willing to invest that much money to understand who he is? It's not a house. You can't keep it. It's nothing tangible. Yishan Anashim, Shagam, next page over. Shagam Anashim, Shakir Yoser, Ain Dai Barash Shakamat, Vloyim Sa'adam Shayim Mukhan Lamokhars Diraso, Amras Lahabin is Nasha. Was a person willing to sell his house in order to understand his own nefesh? Madua, Machmash Adam, Mitevo, Marach Makum Migure Nagufo, Upachos. It's part of a person's nature to give value, to give chashivas to the physical place that he lives in. He can feel his house. He walks into his house. He sits in his house. He understands clearly what his house does for him, and he's connected to it. So therefore, a person's, out of all his possessions, it's the most important possession. And he lessens the value, and he doesn't properly understand the value of his nefesh pnimi, which is inside of him. Why? She'imahu chai, especially because she'imahu chai, he lives with his nefesh. He's never known life without his nefesh, obviously. Opposed to a house, a person remembers life before a house and how much, how impact it made on him that he finally got his house and how it affects him and his family. But we never live without our neshamas, without our nefesh. But to once we realize what they are and how valuable they are to us and what we can accomplish with them, then we will be able to raise up the importance of the value of a nefesh. Kasher adam mizas atzmo im haguf. When a person identifies himself and he says, "Who am I?" When he thinks about, "Who am I?" And the first answer to that is his guf. He starts thinking about his eyes and his hair, or just even if he doesn't think about a specific body part, but he just views himself as a guf, as a body who does these physical things. Who am I? What do I like to do? When a person thinks, if I can make a list of personality or things that I enjoy doing, and he starts writing down physical things that he's involved in or his favorite foods, so that he's identifying himself as a goof. The more we start to identify ourselves with our neshamos, with our nefesh, with our spirituality, then of course he'll be willing to pay an equal amount, if not more, to understand his nefesh, to be able to get that. It's not just understanding it, it's to have it. If you don't understand it, you don't own it. And that's something that we need to do. We need to own our neshamos, and that we could then use them to further grow. And that's the mashal of the house. The reason why a person's willing to put in that effort and put in the financial investment is because he sees, and he relates to himself as that house. Whereas when it comes to his nefesh, if he can't see it, he doesn't necessarily know how to use it. He doesn't even know what its value is, so he's not going to put in so much effort. But to understand the value, we'll be able to put more effort into it. Shikha Analis Boni Lahavin, Haim Ba Emes Limud Bakaras Hanefesh Omid Atzlina Bemirka Zachayim. Do we have to be honest with ourselves? We should be honest with ourselves that it probably is not the Mirka Zachayim, the center of our lives. It's important to us, and of course our spiritual growth and our Avodas Hashem is maybe the most important thing in our life. But to realize that our understanding of our nefesh goes along with that is something that we're not up to yet. V'alav anu mechunadim lahashkiya zman. Are we willing to put time and effort? V'taksiv patience, or are we only willing to put effort and time and investment in our guf? As it continues. Let's say we come to the conclusion that's where right now where we are in our lives is we put most of our effort, we put most of the things that we are important to us on guf related things. Right now, then the safer person won't gain so much from the safer. Mashlamal davardoma, why not? Adam magil misrad mechiras shel dira should be other check al sach chamishas alafim dollar. A person walks in to a realtor, right, somewhere, wherever he goes to the owner himself, selling a house with a check of $50,000, not a small amount. $50,000. Vushal as mishavek adiros ma yesh lahotzia for schumza. Yes, the realtor, $50,000. Come on, give me a nice house. So barish amishavek lo yichol es yachis lav beretzinos. They don't take him seriously. B'schum kazeh eshel rach shchal yoser is a karka chavakeis ba'azor nidach. Okay, some place in upstate New York and Pennsylvania, you can buy like a small campground or something like that for $50,000. Ach shum dira mumutzes in a ready set built house in an imkaris b'schum kazeh lo kaim kemat neches b'shavek kazeh b'shuk adiros. There's no such thing. Kaka benimshal kasher adam lo marich es rechesh anefesh as hakaris anefesh. He doesn't appreciate enough. The even if he doesn't know it so well, the need to recognize his nefesh. So he's walking around with this $50,000 check. This is all I'm willing to put in for myself. I'm not willing to give my life for this. Yeshalom and also ketzel hakir's nafshal. I can't teach this person, but if a person wants to realize, we'll talk about why it's so crucial. Then I'll say, okay, I'm willing to put in everything. You have, in order to understand your nefesh, you have to put in the kochos of your nefesh. What are the kochos of nefesh, which we're going to learn about? Machshava, how to think. People don't know how to think. His bonus, deep thought, alone, quiet thought. Hashka zman, time. Hashka kochos and nefshayim apnimim. Inner, I don't even know what these words mean. Inner, we'll learn. Inner powers, inner forces that are internal to us that we may not even recognize. If a person realizes that this is something I want to tap into, I want to find them, and I want to bring them out, then it's worth it. Then a person is willing to make the effort. In barley adam shalim and nefesh chashiv lo pachos miluma shal sheva shanim l'torah doctor l'refuah k'dolmeh kol on the seals l'chutz l'aretz shtei mishlamas v'am tachasos harehu shiyah muchan l'ashkiya rabos b'lima nefesh. Then if he says it's equal to going to med school, then he's ready. Ach, kasher, ino tofes is omek atzorach.
Any time from med school and all this time thinking about yourself.
What is that?
What if you want to go to med school and think about
yourself? That's totally fine.
How much time do you have?
I don't think in terms of the, well, as we'll see, in terms of the hours, you don't need to sit, you know, it's not our goal.
He's not so keen on medical school.
Right, as we said, our job, practically, right? We've learned, lo amedjishu ikar el hamaisa. What our job is, we're spending all our day, first of all, we're working, and then our free time, we're trying to build up our families and learn and do mitzvos and do chesed. So that's going to take up the actual time. But some of these things that we'll talk about are done throughout our day when we're involved in all those things. It's just to do them with more of an awareness. If we have awareness, then we're not doing them with our physical bodies and we're not doing them by rote as robots, but we're doing them with a force, with a power. Then all the things that we do then become a training ground, right? That's a training ground for this learning. Then you can go home at night and say, what did I learn today? And you'll have a clear knowledge of what I learned about myself and how to integrate that properly. So if a person says, this is what I want to do, now I'm ready to learn this in depth, then he's fine. If he's trying to find ways out and shortcuts, then it's not for him. Ach, be'emes, next paragraph, ain't shita kazu, who inner kayemes, ha'adam muchach lo modas, but he says, forget it. If you think, oh, maybe this is me, it's not you. There's no one that thinks this way. There's no one that says, oh, maybe it's not worth it for me. My house, that's worth it for me. There's no shita like this. You have to learn the basics in their foundations. You can't take shortcuts. Fully understand it. Learn in depth. Through more understanding, it grows with him. That's why we have this first parak. We're going to be able to put more effort into it because we're going to discover what those kochos hanefesh are, but when we discover them, we're going to use them. If you want an easy way out, Maybe you'll hear about a seminar where you go for a day, you'll fully understand yourself, you'll awaken yourself, you'll become a new person. It's mistaken. There is no easy way out. If they put in the newspapers that they're going to investigate new things in outer space, they'll be back in a day. It's a joke, right? Anything that takes real study is going to take time and effort, and there's no shortcuts. Hatalach shenidroch bohu morkav, and it's complicated, this path. Amuk v'orech tavach, and it's a long path. Blorak b'zman ha'mesir shalo, ela b'ikar b'ramas ha'mistodis shakol echad v'echad imadvarim. Not just the level of understanding, but how a person is going to relate to it and get into it. You have to get into it. B'ramas ha'limin atzmi shakol echad chaveh esadvarim umis. He lives this. You have to, as we said, our life is going to be the training grounds for this. Umis nasneb behem. Im barl adam shakar snashu zadar ha'yakar b'yosar sheishlo. My nefesh, my spirituality, my relationship to Hashem, who I am, is the most valuable thing that I have. And you'll say that all of us generally think, no, my family is the most valuable thing I am. This is your family. If you understand your nefesh, it's not selfish. If you understand your nefesh, then it is your family, because that's how you relate to your family. I'm not a father, just not a physical father, because my kids call me dad. I'm a father because the Kodesh Baruch Hu invested me in the kochos, like the Gemara says, shol shitvin v'adam. Hashem is involved in the process, so then I can be a father with that nefesh. Then my kids and Mirtz Hashem grandkids and all people that I relate to are going to relate to me, not just as I'll have much more to offer, because I'm offering them something more real, more in depth, not just the superficial me. In Baral Adam, right, we said it's the most valuable thing he has. Har Yishin Tikva, there's hope. Shemadvarim Yatimu L'Nasho. These things, maybe some people, as we talked about last week, we talked about a Shorish and Neshama, and why can't I be the Chazon Ish, and finding the right Rebbe. So if these things actually speak to him, these things won't speak to everybody. This type of learning, different types of learning speak to different people, but if it does speak to you, then it's your nefesh telling you that it wants to learn this and invest the effort. His amates lenasos to try lemor lehis kadeim to go further. Ach im lo bar l'adam shadav yakar biyosu sheish lohu en nafsho. If it's not clear, and we'll have experiences, and we have times coming up through Pesach where it could become clear that the most important, valuable thing in his life is to understand his nefesh. Benitzach lemor also leomek, and he needs to learn it to its depth. Tokele hashka meruba azai anu matzim lo shelo yikra b'sefer. It's not worth it. Probably a good way to get people to learn the Sefer, right? You tell anybody, don't read this. Okay?
It piques their interest.
You're going to read it. Shekinah Mekriya.
That's the third time.
You have to know also, this is a...
That's not for you.
This is a transcript. These are transcripts from... that's why it's not written in a typical way. It's transcripts from... it says in the Sefer, Nechta v'nerach mitoch sarte haklata, from the tapes. Okay? So, he says, it's better not to, but if a person's really... ready to make this investment, and he's going to go for full force. Active mode, shadvarm shi yisparu inim pri chidushay. And I want to also tell you that these things from Itamar Schwartz was not the one who invented, and he was transmitting it, is not the one who invented these ideas. Inim misyamir lahasig es omek enefesh bechtei lahadrich. Elashani somech ubotech odemir boseinu zala. I can't tell you the omek enefesh. I don't even understand it myself. But rather, I'm learning from Chazal. And the Rishonim, the Achronim, the Divrei Chachmei Hakabbalah, Shbeomek Kedushaso, Gilolanos Mivne Nefesh Adam. They explain to us through their deep wisdom and kedusha, because you need both, right? Chachma and Yerushimayim, and spirituality together. What the makeup of a human soul is. The Tochidei Hisnasus Ishus, and through trying, personal trying, attempting the Nasil Ahavir Sedvarim, and we can try to pass on. We'll begin in a minute. The main part. But just another point that in terms of the recognizing the value of this study, so a person knows for themselves, and as I mentioned Pesach as an example, there are times where a person is more in touch, and there are moments where he has even those moments of a unique spiritual moment, right? I mean, whether it's Birchas Kohanim at the Kotel and Chol Hamoed Sukkos. Or, you know, there are times in his life where he felt that high, and he did really feel that connection. And then it waxes and wanes, so we're about to see. Those moments, when a person experiences it, those are the times where he realizes why it's worth understanding it, why it's worth getting more in touch with the neshama, because he knows the value and how important and what it could do for his life. And we spoke about last week, when you meet a person, when he speaks to you who is all neshama, when you meet a special person and you connect to a special Jew, whether he's a gadol b'shib Yisrael or he's just someone who you know as a friend, but he has that special light. When you meet that person and you realize that what gives him the ability, the charisma, and the ability to inspire others and to be just such a person is coming from this thing that he's been more in touch with the inner light that's inside of him, and he's quieted down the outer forces that don't let him be himself. When you meet those people and you say, I wish I could be like those people, that's when a person realizes the value of this limud, the value of learning these things, because he has been inspired, and every person has had those interactions and had those times in their life where they see why it's worth being inspired and why it's worth understanding it. So if a person's doubting themselves that it's not them, it's obviously just, again, the outer trappings. Internally, it really is them. So now...
I listened to the CD of Solomon.
Okay.
He was here about 10 years ago. It was literally 10 years ago, the three Yeshivas.
Yeah, yeah.
And he spoke about being inspired and not losing the inspiration that you receive.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning many times he said, you'll be inspired. He said, there are 1,000 people here. I'm sure you're all inspired. But the whole key is not to lose that inspiration.
Keep inspiration, right?
He says, it's so easy to walk out, you're inspired, you wake up the next morning, and that's it. You lost the inspiration. Once you have that, you know, that the key is to keep that inspiration.
Right. And this is the thing, and the more, just in our different mashal we've been giving, the person understands his nefesh, he understands where his neshama is, he could find, this obviously mashal, he could find in his neshama where the bank is, and where he could deposit it. Now we feel inspiration, it goes in our heart, and we lose it. Because maybe we know where the entrance is, but we don't know where the exit is. So we don't know where to close the door and how to bottle in that inspiration and put in the bank. And we may not feel it all the time, but we'll know how to take it out of the bank for certain times. Because where does everything go? Like, how do things receive? Example, even where the neshama is a living, breathing thing beyond us. We'll get into you have to be a little patient here. I'm just giving a demo, but we'll see. This is all going somewhere. We'll just bank it away. Okay, so this is titled Tnuas HaNefesh, the movements of the soul, his pashtus, going out, sending out, his kansus, gathering in. Hatnua etzem chiyus adam, movement is the life of a person. B'chol adam v'adam, kayem ani, kayem is nefesh. In every person there's the ani, the me, what makes me unique. What makes me unique is not my hair color, or eye color, or height. What makes me unique is the pure me. Reish is noban mahi mahus hanefesh b'chalos. First, we have to understand, before we get to you, just what everyone has in common. What is a nefesh? Lachem mikan mahus kol adam v'adam. And then you can apply that to you and me and him and her. Mahi hanefesh. Im mishu ro'os opam. As we said, the Gemara Bracha said, that the nefesh, the neshama is a mashal to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just like Hashem, we know is there, but can't be seen. So too, our neshamos, we know they're there, but we can't see them. Al derech klal. Just talking to someone about davening. Same problem. I never saw him. He never physically answered me. So how do I know that I'm speaking to him? So too, something that I've never seen. How do I know what it is? It's a very simple answer. The nefesh can't be seen in this world because this world we're living in, the olam ha'asiyah, the physical world where things are done, the nefesh doesn't have physical actions, so it can't be found in this world. It just doesn't exist in this world in a tangible way. Hai nefesh inyanaha, what is the nefesh? Kochos, their strengths. They're not just strengths like muscles, they're kolach pnimi, their internal strengths. L'chein, he einu niras l'ayin, can't see them. But they're there. They're internally there. They're what gives us the ability to do everything, as we'll see. Ki ha'inayim inan roos kochus ela rak davar murkav mi'arba yisodas ha'chomer. Ready? Some Kabbalah mixed in, but that the eyes can only see things, right? We know there are four yisodos of, right, ruah, ish, mayim, and afar, and that also relates to our neshamas, but the four yisodos of matter that make up physical things, that's what Hashem gave the physical kolach of an eye to see. We don't have eyes internally to see down into our neshama. Menefesh adam kayemus kolchos rabim. So then what does our neshamas do for us? That's what we've probably been thinking about a lot. So this is going to be a chiddush for some of us. Zikaron, memory, simcha, aspas, oneg, the kedoma. All our feelings that we would call personality or whatever psychologists want to categorize them as, rightfully so, in their own study. For us, that's what they are. That's our neshamos. That's zikaron, right? Zikaron, our memories isn't just a physical neurological thing, but somehow our neshamos are linked to our memory. When in simcha, right, people can relate to who have been in, who have experienced great moments of simcha, and the bar mitzvah, their first child, or their chasen, their first child, those moments, those apex of simcha, that's really coming from a spiritual place. And a person can make those spiritual opportunities. If you see, if you've ever been to a wedding of like a great person who's married off a child, you see that they're experiencing that whole wedding, not just the way we experience it. We might be on a spiritual high then, but they really are connected the whole time. It's a spiritual avoda for them. Sadness as well. All the feelings really come from an neshama. Im nitvos b'tzura zuas nefesh adam. So you can't see. Can you like bottle up simcha in a bottle and look at it? It's a koach that we have and we're able to express. Im nitvos b'tzura zuas nefesh adam. If we grasp in this manner, in this understanding, a nefesh of a person, hari shenimna as kol kochash adam mekirim benagdir shezeu nefesh. You want to grasp it? Make a list of all kochos, all emotions, all feelings that a person experiences, all things that a person does, interacts with, that's his nefesh. Hachatas hametara. You missed the point, right? Chayim also means like moving away from the target. That's a description, he says. That's a description of what the nefesh feels, what it does for us. But define it. That's not a hagdara. And when you talk about learning, you have to give a hagdara. You have to define this halacha for me. So I can tell you the principles that make up that halacha, but you haven't defined the halacha. So what is it? It's a very well-used pasuk in many svarim for many different ideas. B'lashon ha-pasuk kasuv. I think this is the haftorah, I think, in Shmini Atzeres. V'ha-chayos, pasuk Yecheskel. One of Yecheskel's first vision, v'ha-chayos. When Yecheskel saw these spiritual beings called chayos, right? We know the different halacham, chayos, ofanim, all the different spiritual beings, ratsu, v'shov. They would go out, right, rats, they would run out, v'shov, and they would return, they would come back. Kemosha pirshim ha-mefarshim, v'ha-chayos, ratsu, v'shov. Not just these chayos, the angels in the literal pasuk, the angels that are flying in other worlds, v'ha-chayos, chidus, life force, all life, all things that we do in life are ratsu v'shov, going out and coming back in. That is the definition of life, of how an Hashem relates to life. Mahos metzias nefesh adam, kifi shegilu lanu rabbeinu. This is what I can show you next time, bring in some sources that show this idea, that our Rebbeim revealed for us, the Svarim revealed for us, that this pasuk, this concept, ratsu v'shov, in Yana Tnua, the movements of going out forth and coming back in, that is the life force of a neshama. That's the definition of a neshama. Nevar hagdarzu b'milam b'ruos u'pshutos. Let me explain this in clear, simple words. L'shem kach neshtamish b'mashal, me'olam magashmi. This is kavach, such clear mashalim. Also anu makim v'chashim. We can feel this mashal. B'chdei shil adam kiyum hu mukhach l'noshem avir. In order to live, what do we have to do? What's the basic life force? We have to breathe. How do we breathe? Ever thought about this? And have you ever thought this? Neshima, neshama, breathing relates to our neshama. How do we breathe? Achnasa, hotsa. You breathe in, you breathe out. The oxygen goes in and it goes out. Sheifas avir v'neshifas avir. Take it in, we take it out. Hashifa yotzeres la'achem mikan neshifa. The taking in automatically creates a going out, and it goes in this cycle. Imchas v'shalom tishal me'adam avsheres la'noshem avir lahotziu. If the person loses the blood, pashet ubarish yamos. That is life. Life is going in and going out. We'll see what the significance is of going in and going out. We'll stop here on page 2.